died in a Syrian prison last week, describing his death as a sickening and appalling tragedy. He said the government would continue to press for those responsible to be held to account. The 32-year-old's body was flown back to the UK yesterday and will now undergo a post-mortem examination. Jonathan Blake has the details for Asian Network.
In David Cameron's letter, which was sent to Abbas Khan's mother, the Prime Minister sends his own condolences, saying that he knows from his own...